Brooks and Dunn on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, where the news at 7 is sponsored by the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first. Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and PCB Wealth Management. There is a little mist in the air. Current temperature is 64 degrees at 7 o'clock.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. With the blessing of King Charles to form a government now achieved, Labour leader Keir Starmer has officially become the Prime Minister of Great Britain, ending 14 years of Conservative rule, Rishi Sunak, the outgoing Prime Minister, offering his resignation to King Charles. Hurricane Beryl has made landfall just northeast of Tulum, Mexico. Maximum sustained winds now 110 miles an hour, making it a Category 2 storm. The government's June employment report is due in about an hour from the Labour Department. Here's ABC's Daria Albinger.
Employers created 272,000 jobs in May. The June report is expected to show a gain of 190,000, still historically strong, but much smaller, and a sign that the economy may be starting to cool. Look for the jobless rate to remain 4%.
The economy, one of the big issues in the presidential campaign. President Biden expected to talk about it during campaign stops in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania today. The president also talking about last week's debate performance with ABC's George Stephanopoulos today. This is ABC News. New York City police say three people were killed and seven others injured when a suspected drunk driver plowed his vehicle into a crowded park on Thursday night. NYPD Chief Jeffrey Madry says many of those in the park were families enjoying the 4th of July holiday.
As these families were enjoying the 4th of July celebration, a gray pickup truck, a Ford F-150, driving at a high rate of speed on Water Street, eastbound, ran through the intersection of Water Street and Cherry Street, through the stop sign, up onto the sidewalk, into Corliss Hook Park, and struck people who were out enjoying the evening.
NYPD says the incident does not appear to be terror-related. 4th of July fireworks in Marblehead, Massachusetts, canceled after a fire broke out on a barge the fireworks were to be launched from. Nobody was hurt, and nobody was on board that boat when the fire broke out. They say they're looking for another date. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Are you saving enough to maintain your current lifestyle throughout your retirement years? Is it time to increase your retirement plan contributions? Could you get more out of your retirement plan if you changed your allocation of funds?
Rob Renish at PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, can help you determine if it would be in your best interest to make these or other changes to your retirement plan. Call him today at 608-588-9946 or simply stop by any local branch to arrange a free, no-obligation personal consultation. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations, may lose value.
Looking for the perfect lift chair? A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Richland Center has you covered. We carry the Ultra Comfort line of lift chairs. These top-of-the-line American-made lift chairs are customizable with options like extendable footrests, waterproof fabric, and some have a weight capacity of up to 600 pounds. Whether you need extra help standing or just want to lounge in luxury, visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street today for the ultimate in comfort and convenience. Your perfect lift chair is waiting.
We'll check forecast details coming up in just a bit from WRCO. Guess what? It's still raining. A little light rain out there. And we're at 64 degrees on a Friday morning at 6 minutes after 7.
There's a special deal at U.S. Cellular where you can get four lines for just $90. It's perfect for you, barbershop quartet.
That's us.
And right now, it comes with four free phones of your choice with no trade-in needed. That's something to sing about. Let's try that again. Four free phones.
Four free phones.
U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
You can't Witherschmidt Woodland Hills 50-50 cash raffle unless you buy a ticket. Tickets are now on sale and are just $10 each this year. This year could be the best raffle yet. Tickets are available at Schmidt Woodland Hills or at these local businesses: Julie Garen's State Farm Insurance, People's Community Bank, Napa Auto Parts, Quail Run Golf Links, Open Season Outlet, plus Louis Bar in Yuba and Turbo's in Hub City. The drawing will be July 18th at the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing.
A high of 74 today with scattered showers likely to continue. Looks like maybe a thunderstorm by late morning. For tonight, a few showers early, then partly cloudy and fog possible, a low of 58. Saturday, partly sunny and mild, a 40% chance of spotty showers or thunderstorms by midday tomorrow, a high of 79. Saturday night, 60 with showers possible early, and Sunday near 80, mild again with scattered showers likely. At the WRCO Studios, we picked up an inch and six-tenths, more than some areas and not as much as some other areas as well. There was some reporting in around the two-inch of rain mark yesterday as well on the 4th of July. We all got some and more than we needed, that's for sure. 65 was the midnight reading in Richland Center. 63 has been the low. A trace of precipitation today. Just a light mist at times. We're at 64 degrees.
chance to go back, go back to you. I loved you, how tragic. Oh, did your boots stop working? Did your truck break? Did you burn through money? Did your ex find out? Well, there's a will and there's a way, and I'm damn sure you lost it. Didn't even say goodbye, just wish I knew what cost it. Was the whiskey flowing? Were you enough? Did the nerves come get you? What's your alibi? I'm on my way back to LA, and that's where you'll be forgotten. In 40 years, you'll still be here, drunk, washed up in
text and I ain't heard jack. I guess she's busy playing hard to get back. So I bought roses and her favorite wine, thinking we'd be making up in no time. But I'm parked out here on her street. Looks like the joke's on me. Sitting here, I can't believe what I just saw. Couple shadows kissing on her bedroom wall. It's looking like my plan didn't work out at all. Heartbreak turned into broke up. So now I'm finding out how a heartbreak tastes with a silver oak 1998. Drinking cabin solo, so thought about taking it back to the store, cause it's the nicest bottle that I ever paid for. But then again, if I had that money back, I'd just find a bar and go run up a tab. I could go for a whiskey, I could go for a beer, but hell, I'm already here. Sitting here, I can't believe what I just saw. Couple shadows kissing on her bedroom wall. It's looking like my plan didn't work out at all. Heartbreak turned into broke up.
McCreary on WRCO Country and Community. It is 7:14. Some things to celebrate today. National Workaholics Day. All right. Well, I guess maybe if you're working today, you are a workaholic. Many have the day off today. It's National Graham Cracker Day. Celebrate accordingly with maybe s'mores. yeah, that's kind of the topper for s'mores. Or there's some delicious summertime desserts that requires the graham cracker crust. That's good stuff. It's Bikini Day. Well, there's no one on staff that's going to be celebrating that today, I hope anyway. But the bikini actually was introduced in 1946 by Frenchman Louis Reard, who had the models model that in Paris, France, 1946, caused quite an outrage. It's Mechanical Pencil Day. Now, I'm not real good with mechanical pencils because I press too hard. So the little lead that you put in there, it's always like, oh, broke it, extend it, broke it, oh. And I go through it pretty fast. Also, today is National Apple Turnover Day. That sounds like a great thing. A few things to celebrate on the 5th of July.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream.
Getting that look in your eyes, and it's starting to worry me. I ain't ready for no family ties. Nobody's gonna hurry me. Just keep it friendly, girl, 'cause I don't want to leave. Don't start clinging to me, girl, 'cause I can't breathe. Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me. Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me. 'Cause I'll just use you and I'll set you. Hot-blooded woman child, and it's warm where you're touching me. But I can tell by your trembling smile, you're seeing way too much in me.
Baby, don't get hooked on me. Yeah, cast your line down that way, down the stream here in the Willow Creek. Anyway, congrats to Sarah Bell. Sarah is a winner of some ice cream. July is ice cream month, by the way. And Sarah heard our ice cream man jingle and picks up a free half gallon of ice cream courtesy of Quick Trip East here, Highway 14 and County O. Lisa and the gang supplying a little ice cream for us giveaway on Friday. So enjoy that, Sarah, and keep listening for your chance to win and qualify from WRCO. Reported to us this morning by a motorist, Jimtown Road, just off of Highway 14, is currently closed as workers are repairing damage caused by yesterday's rain. Jimtown Road closed for a time this morning.
There are so many things to look forward to with spring. Longer days and sunny skies. This is Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Spring is a sure sign of warmer days, but the weather is also unpredictable. A warm spring day can feel like summer, which means we turn the heat off and open up the windows. The next day, the temperature drops and we need our furnace. The constant cycle of having to adjust our heat for the cold days and AC for the sporadic warm days is a battle all spring long. Fortunately, heat pumps are a great solution for spotty weather days. Armstrong Air, the professional's choice, offers solutions that is important to your needs, such as efficiency, reliability, air quality, noise reduction, and peace of mind with controls that let you monitor your equipment's performance. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating for a quote on a heat pump. 647-6345.
Summer is heating up at Town & Country TV & Appliance. Discover unbeatable deals on top brands like Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Amana, Maytag, Speed Queen, and Frigidaire. The Town & Country team will install your new appliances and recycle your old ones. Now with two locations to serve you. The Superstore at 2490 Highway 14 in Richland Center and the newly opened showroom at downtown Reedsburg at 206 East Main Street. For store hours and details about the incredible summer savings sale, visit townandcountryrc.com.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor & Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Karastan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor & Home.
One in every five Americans suffers from mental illness, and those numbers are even higher for minority populations. July is National Minority Mental Health Awareness Month, and the Richland Hospital and Clinics encourages you to start a conversation about mental health. Why? Because stigmas around mental health prevent many people from receiving treatment. Talking about your mental health journey can open doors to support and remind others that they are not alone.
Friday's Roundup is brought to you by Mueller & Sons Excavating, Julie Karen State Farm, and by Napa Auto & Truck Parts. Join us for some Friday fun with Hank and Phil, guaranteed to kickstart your weekend with laughter and entertainment.
It's time for the Roundup.
Got another bath yesterday, it sounded like.
I did. Got one this morning, too.
Umpiring in the rain.
Oh, my goodness. I had to, and the funny thing is, Phil, I got soaked out there. So as an umpire behind the plate, you know that you're going to get soaked again when you change your clothes out of that stuff. So I was in Dodgeville with just my skivvies on.
Ooh.
Yep.
Is that how you drove home, then?
No. Okay. I had put my wet shorts and wet shirt on.
Okay. Oh, well, I was surprised anybody got any games in yesterday, but they did.
They did. Yep.
Hurried them along.
Hit and miss.
The rain was really sporadic, too. So we talked to one of our good listeners over Cover Bridge Road, which is by the Richland Center High School. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about a couple of inches of rain just in the short span from like 2:30 to 3:15, somewhere in there. And we picked up a pretty good chunk. It was, like, let's see, 92 100s. But, I mean, not as much as them. But as the crow flies, that's probably 3 or 4 miles away, and you can see about an inch of rain difference.
Well, yeah, I bet I got an inch and a half yesterday.
Did you?
Oh, it was just rained and rained.
Well, we had an inch and 60, so that's, you know, more than an inch and a half, but still.
You're always better than that.
Yeah, well, no, not always, but still. And then some areas, again, couple of inches over in the Baraboo area reported to us today. And and maybe more today.
I guess we needed it, so it's a little dry.
As I mentioned this morning, I picked up the forecast. I'm like, oh, they didn't send a new forecast. It's because it reads the same exact forecast as yesterday.
Rain.
Midday, showers midday, and, you know, but anyway. Rain. Didn't dampen the spirits in Lone Rock. We had a nice time there.
Good for you.
Amazing. They're about five deep watching the parade all the way up and down the block there. So lots of fun. We were down there.
Did they turn their head when they saw you?
Yeah, some did. So we were driving a truck donated by Jones Chevrolet for the parade for Grace, and we were driving along in that. And kept the windows up to keep the mosquitoes out a little bit.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you? Bloodsuckers.
They were something. And then and then we enjoyed the chicken barbecue after the parade. It was very good. Very good. Saw a lot of people we knew. And then went back to where we had left the car. And Ken Theed was driving. And we got back there. And I had this sudden anger because I'm like, they towed our car. Where is it? Because I left it right behind where... kind of like where we had lined up, and it was not posted that it wasn't parking or private property, anything like that. It was just pulled off the road. And I'm like, oh, what? Now, where? I wonder where they towed it to. And I realized, oh, we're on the wrong street.
Oh, my goodness.
One more street down in the pines, and oh, yeah, wait a minute. Okay.
So, poor Ken.
Yeah.
Poor Ken.
No, poor June.
Was June with you?
Yeah, she was with us, and I'm like, well.
Oh, but she felt awesome.
Sorry, yeah. Well, all the streets look alike, you know.
Yeah, so. That's true.
What do you do, Hank?
I don't know. Anything this weekend? What are we doing Saturday?
Saturday?
Are we having dinner or anything, or is that today?
Maybe. I don't know. Did you forget your lunch to get you again? Or?
No, somebody brought some Quick Trip stuff in there for me.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what it is.
Going to have that?
Whatever it is. So. Maybe, I wish they'd get the stuff that I like, though.
Maybe a couple weeks old, though.
Yeah, maybe. The penicillin will help me.
Green eggs and ham.
Yes. Green eggs and something.
Yep.
Anyway. Anything you guys got planned this weekend?
Well, we have baseball on Sunday, weather permitting. We'll be in Muscadet.
We both will, won't we?
Yeah, I think you're there too.
Yeah, uh-huh. So you look forward to that, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Should be a good game. Especially when you have two local teams. You have Arena. Yeah. You have Muscadet, and they're used to having the radio there. Some of those Madison area teams, I walk in there, I'm like, I'm doing the game on the radio. Like, what? Huh?
What's the radio?
Who's that guy?
Yes.
What's he doing? You know,
right.
But it's better when they know you.
Yes.
And they're gonna provide more information probably.
Unless you're an umpire, it's not good.
Then they know. Nobody likes the umpire. Oh well.
Anyway, Nintendo trademarked the phrase "It's on like Donkey Kong," Philip, in 2010.
On like Donkey Kong.
Yeah, you ever like, hey, it's on like Donkey Kong?
Oh,
like the game on Sunday.
So they trademarked it.
Yeah, they trademarked it.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Well, you're just full of information.
What's a group of porcupines called?
A pincushion.
A prickle.
A prickle, all right.
Did you see that gaggle of prickle over there?
Yeah, yes.
The process of which bread toast is called Millard reaction. Millard reaction.
When you make toast?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever it is.
I like to make toast. Except June has a Chicago Bear toaster, so it puts a big C in the middle of it all
really?
The time. Yeah, yeah. Burns a C in the middle.
For Chicago?
I guess, yeah. So I really have to want toast to make toast at home.
Yeah, can't you just cut the C out?
Yeah, well, I suppose I could.
Let's see here. Your earlobes are the same distance apart as your nipples.
Who knew?
We do now.
All the information that you didn't want to know, and probably didn't care to know ever again.
A healthy human thigh bone is tougher than concrete.
Oh, it probably is.
It is.
Think about if you break it. Yeah. It takes a lot to break it.
I wouldn't want to break it.
No.
So,
all right.
At any given moment, about 0.07% of the people in the world are drunk. Last night was a little bit more.
It probably was, depending on where you're at.
Well, depending on my back door. I mean, you can look out and see all the cars just left in the parking lot in Baskerville.
Yeah. Did they get fireworks set up there in Baskerville?
Yeah. They kept going
they
and going.
They went right through the...
And going.
Was it raining at that time? Because I think there was a little respite in the rain at that time, wasn't it?
And they but speaking of fireworks and my dogs, I look like I had... two fur coats on me last night after those fireworks going off.
They don't like
I can't even cook eggs
without, you told me that must have a loud when you're making eggs it must be loud you must have a lot of grease in the pan maybe
no grease
no
no I, don't, I usually want to, you'll laugh at this but I usually don't put anything in the pan for I just it's just constant stirs
so. sure so. That'll work. What do you make? Scrambled scrambled eggs.
Okay. With I put onion, bell pepper, anything, if I have any meat, throw meat in there.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Maybe a little curd. Try curd in there sometime.
Curd.
Mm-hmm. In your scrambled eggs.
Like cheese curd?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I bet that's good.
Oh, it is.
I usually put Colby Jack. Colby Jack's my favorite cheese.
And I've heard of cottage cheese, too.
I don't know about that. But
yeah. I've not tried it, but I've heard it works.
Really?
Uh-huh. Sometimes I put a little butter in the pan. Just a little bit for eggs.
Speaking of thunderstorms, Philip, there are around 2,000 thunderstorms happening on Earth at all times.
At all times.
I think it's
stuck, more like 3,000 now this summer.
Well, stuck over Wisconsin.
Yeah, it sure is. Follows the same path every time.
Yeah, an octopus has rectangular pupils.
It does. Yeah. I didn't know that. Huh.
I didn't either.
Huh. Okay.
Did you work yesterday?
I was here.
Was Joanne here?
Yes, she was here.
Was Beau?
Yes. Yeah, everybody was here but you.
I feel like I'm a day behind.
Yeah, you must be.
Mm-hmm. So
yeah, we all took a little shorter shift yesterday.
Did you? Oh, I'm going to take a short one then today.
Are
since you guys did yesterday?
No, you weren't here yesterday, so you should work a longer shift today.
I didn't. But tomorrow I'd work a long shift.
You don't work Saturday.
Oh, so that's not going to work.
No, that's not going to work.
You know, you being the boss, you're just
kind of scary, isn't it?
You're just whipping.
Oh yeah, I'm just a real tyrant. I'll tell you what.
Yeah, you're a horrible guy.
Yep.
Here we go. A cockroach can survive up to 9 days without its head, Phil.
Is that right? Well, maybe you should come work here. Well, you have a good one there, old buddy, old pal.
You're kicking me out, aren't you?
Yeah, I think that's about it. That's all we're going to get to.
We're going to end on the cockroach.
Who knows?
I've got 9 days.
Something with your earlobes or something.
Hey, just remember one good piece of advice, Philip.
What's that?
Always be nice to people that has accessibility to your toothbrush.
Yeah, that's a classic episode of Jerry Seinfeld's program. Seinfeld.
Is it really?
Yeah, when his girlfriend purposely dropped his toothbrush in the toilet.
Oh yeah,
didn't tell him about it.
So. Yeah, so but always be nice to people who has accessibility to your toothbrush.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
Joanne, be careful.
Any other enlightening facts?
No, I'm pretty much good for the day,
that's
buddy.
It.
I'm going to go. I'm getting ready to head out. I've been here since 7:30.
Put it long
and,
day.
Yeah, but it's a shortened shift.
No, you didn't work yesterday, so it's a full shift today.
Wow.
Sorry.
All right, people. Well, if you want me to leave work early, give Phil a call. Phones went dead. Have a good day. Be kind.
That's Hank Bray here on WRCO Radio. We'll check birthdays and anniversaries for July 5th next.
Your life insurance protection can benefit more than just those you love. How about protecting you when your health changes? Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. The Flexible Care Benefit Rider can help you pay for your long-term care expenses by accelerating your death benefit each month to cover those long-term care expenses. This may include home health aides, adult care, hospice care, etc. For a relaxed, zero-pressure visit with Julie, reach out to me at Julie Karen State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Baskerville. Napa know-how!
G-
Get your dirt work done right with Mueller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca with our new location. Call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Mueller & Sons Excavating.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Celebrate your week of the 4th of July with a bang from Richland Locker and Richland Center. They have everything you need for the perfect cookout. Mouthwatering steaks, juicy chicken, deli salads and meats, hot dogs and brats. Plus, don't forget the snacks. They have chips, dips and more to keep your guests happy all day long. And to top it all off, check our wide variety of craft and domestic beers, spirits and wines. Richland Locker and Richland Center, your one-stop shop for all your 4th of July week needs. Visit them today and make this Independence Day unforgettable.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring, and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Here is your history lesson for July 5th, some iconic moments. 1937, Hormel introduced a canned meat product called Spam. More than 9 billion cans have been sold since. Also in 1946, the modern bikini was first modeled in Paris. And in 1971, President Nixon certified the 26th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which lowered the minimum voting age from 21 to 18. Bjorn Borg became the first male player to win 5 consecutive Wimbledon singles titles. The year was 1980. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit The Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At The Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, The Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday, Kira Everson from Richland Center Primary School. To Ellie Otto from Richland Center United Methodist Church. Also Haley Durst from Grandpa Dave and Grandma Anita. Also to Haley Durst and Aileen Gunningham. Have a great day from Butch and Margaret. Uncle and aunt, of course. Happy birthday wishes as well to Aileen Gunningham from Grandpa Dave and Grandma Anita. To Bob Loomis, have an awesome year, from Lorraine and Monty and the Country Gold Band. To Carly Wilson Ashmore from Mamie and Papa.
And have a great day, Laverne Ockett from Willow Valley United Methodist Church. To Barbara Meyer from Beulah Wesleyan Church, happy birthday from residents and staff of Schmidwillen Hills to Marlene Curtis. Happy birthday wishes from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club to Nick Molick and Charlene Bernadette. To Barbara Meyer from Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and also from the RC Lions, we salute Liberty Ruland and Rebecca Farrell. Happy anniversary, Rick and Ann Schmidt, and also to Donald E. and Luann Walton. Have a great day today. Have a great day as well from the Muscatine Blue River and Avoca Lions, to Taylor Alt, to Chris and Petronia McIntosh, also to Roger and Carol Portwine. Happy anniversary to Marty and Amber Fargin as well. They celebrate today. I believe it's around 21 or so. Have a great day from Willow Valley United Methodist Church.
I lost my diamond. Have you heard that statement? That's because diamonds get lost every day. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and we are experts with jewelry repairs, restorations, and preventive maintenance. We have the most skilled jewelers workshop in Southwest Wisconsin with 2 full-time jewelers, and we utilize today's most advanced technologies, including laser welding and computer-aided design. With our experience and technologies, if it can be fixed, we can do it, even when other jewelers say it can't be done. Be sure to also get your jewelry inspected and cleaned at least every 6 months. Doing so, we can find any problems before you lose your diamond. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, Downtown Richland Center, Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler.
Happy birthday to Jeff Ronghalt. Have a wonderful, wonderful day from Mom and Dad and the rest of the family. We salute the old truck-driving man, Jeff Ronghalt, with a birthday wish today on the radio.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Rain, rain, go away. Yes. 64 WRCO, WRCE Studios. This is Jordan Davis.
Swear that you're staying single, next thing you know, you meet a girl at a bar, and next thing you know, you get her laughing, it's 2 a.m. You're telling your buddies, 3 months in, and she ain't moving in, but next thing you know, there's a U-Haul trailer, next thing you know, your old apartment, it's y'all's new place, there goes the carpet, but the deer head stays. Next thing you know, you're saving money like never before, just spend it all at a jewelry store, getting down on one knee on her mama's pose, just pray she don't say no. Next thing you know, your best man gives a half-drunk speech, and you sunburn on a honeymoon beach, and your left hand's getting used to that ring, and there the next 2 or 3 years gone. Next thing you know, really trying, next thing you know, there's a test on the counter, next thing you know, she's standing there crying, nodding her head yes, you're half excited, half scared to death, cause next thing you know, you're wearing scrubs and a funny white hat, and the doctor's saying how you doing there, dad, and nobody's ever called you that, and you take the drive home slow, next thing you know, it's first steps, first dates, first car, it's 11:01, wondering where they are, you're saying that a USC's too far, it's amazing how fast 17 years go, next thing you know, next thing. Been with a lot of years of remember wins and still some down the road. Cause next thing you know, you got a yard full of.
take them to church, teach them to fish, tell them stories every chance you get about how fast this life down here can go. Next thing you know,
Jordan Davis on WRCO. This is Phil Nee, and I hope you have a great day in Southwest Wisconsin. Joanne has the news coming up next.
Looking for the perfect lift chair? A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Richland Center has you covered. We carry the Ultra Comfort line of lift chairs. These top-of-the-line American-made lift chairs are customizable with options like extendable footrests, waterproof fabric, and some have a weight capacity of up to 600 pounds. Whether you need extra help standing or just want to lounge in luxury, visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street today for the ultimate in comfort and convenience. Your perfect lift chair is waiting.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a foggy and misty 64 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Philbeck Family of Dealerships, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, and Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Partly to mostly cloudy with scattered showers likely, especially by late morning. Maybe a few thunderstorms and a high of 74. Tonight, a few showers early, then partly cloudy, fog possible, a low of 58. In Richland Center, the air is calm and it's 64 degrees.
Hello friends, Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Bosqueville, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philbeck.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philbeck Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philbeck Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulotz. A suspect has been apprehended in a homicide case. Early yesterday morning, around 1:30, an officer with the Columbus Police Department heard what sounded like fireworks going off in the downtown area. Upon his arrival in the area, he located an adult male who had suffered gunshot wounds. Life-saving measures were attempted. However, the victim was pronounced dead a short time later at Prairie Ridge Health. The firearm believed to be involved was located along the path the suspect was confirmed to have fled on foot. Following an investigation and a review of various video camera footage, a suspect was identified and taken into custody yesterday afternoon around 1:55 in the city of Madison. Columbus Police Chief Dennis Weiner says the public should know that they are not in any danger as the suspect is in custody and is believed to have acted alone. The Columbus Police Department was assisted by the Columbia County Sheriff's Office, Columbia County Sheriff's Office Emergency Response Team, Columbus Fire Department, LifeStar EMS, Fall River Police Department, Marshall Police Department, Wisconsin Department of Justice Crime Lab, Wisconsin Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigation, the Madison Police Department, the Madison Police Emergency Response Team, and the Columbia County District Attorney's Office. An Illinois man has died from injuries received in a motorcycle crash last month. Jonathan Lee Tomlinson, 39, of Galesburg, Illinois, died yesterday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. The crash occurred Sunday morning, June 23rd, around 10 in the town of Bergen. Tomlinson was traveling south on State Highway 35 near Spring Coulee Road in rural Genoa, Stoddard, and lost control. He was ejected and sustained serious injuries. The crash that eventually took the life of Jonathan Lee Tomlinson 39 of Galesburg, Illinois, remains under investigation by the Vernon County Sheriff's Office and the Vernon County Coroner's Office. President Joe Biden will be in Madison today. The White House announced the president is visiting the capital city for a campaign event. It's his fifth trip to Wisconsin this year. Wednesday, Biden held an emergency meeting at the White House with every Democratic governor in the country, except Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers. The meeting reportedly addressed concerns about Biden after his poor performance in his debate against former President Donald Trump last week. Evers is scheduled to be with Biden at his Madison stop today. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is set to drop a pair of highly anticipated opinions today. The court's 4-3 liberal majority means Wisconsin voters may once again have the option of placing absentee ballots in drop boxes. That would reverse a ruling from 2020 when the then 4-3 conservative majority ruled they were not allowed in most cases. A progressive group aligned with Democrats brought a challenge to that. The justices will also release a ruling in a lawsuit brought by Democratic Governor Tony Evers, challenging the Republican-controlled legislature's ability to block land conservation purchases. Parts of Act 10 have been struck down. Dane County Circuit Judge Jacob Frost ruled Wednesday that elements of it violate the right to equal protection under the law concerning different law enforcement agencies' access to collective bargaining. The bill signed by then-Governor Scott Walker in 2011 ended the collective bargaining for most public workers and prompted large and vocal protest at the state capitol in Madison. Public employee unions filed the lawsuit last November. The decision, which is expected to be appealed, will likely end up in the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The U.S. Supreme Court is an issue in the race for president after some divisive recent rulings and scandals. A poll found 64% of voters prefer 18-year term limits for Supreme Court justices. Sarah Harris is with a civic engagement group called Stand Up America.
It's important to think about generations after us because many of the people who could potentially be put on the bench will be on there for 50 to 60 years, potentially, as justices continue to be appointed younger and younger.
After some divisive rulings and recent scandals, civil engagement groups say U.S. Supreme Court justices are doing a bad job policing themselves.
Chief Justice Roberts and others put out a sort of suggestion list of ethics, but it's not binding. So it sort of leaves it up to other people on the court to decide if or when there is an ethical issue. And as we've seen, the ethical issues continue to happen.
That's Sarah Harris of Stand Up America. An important subsidy of 4 Wisconsin child care centers is due to run out at the end of September. Governor Evers says lawmakers need to do something to save it.
It's important for our economy. If we lose that money, there will be places that close, and if people lose their child care, then they'll likely leave the workforce. So it's pretty simple.
That's Evers speaking at a child care center in Red Granite on Tuesday. Governor Evers says if state lawmakers don't release $125 million set aside for PFAS cleanup, people in small rural communities will be on the hook for cleaning pollution they didn't cause.
Concerns me as we have small places in all across the state. Their ratepayers are going to have to pony up another 50% to make sure that PFAS are taken care of.
Evers says companies that pollute soil and water should be responsible for cleanup. Public support is slipping a bit for new wind and solar energy projects, 75% compared to 80%, according to the Pew Research Center. Advocates say people need to understand climate change is happening right now. Kieran Gallagher is with Clean Wisconsin.
We can point to the drought that affected our farmers last summer. And then in stark comparison, the intense rain and flooding events we've been experiencing this spring and summer.
She says climate change evidence may change people's minds.
We're going to see these numbers continuing to grow as more people talk to their friends and families that have been early adopters of these technologies.
The federal government is offering incentives to make electric vehicles more affordable. State Representative Travis Tranel, chairman of the Assembly Agriculture Committee, spoke to hundreds of children from all over the country attending the National Junior Angus Show opening ceremonies Monday. The event was held at the Veterans Memorial Coliseum in Madison. Since the late 1800s, Wisconsin's livestock and meat industries have played a key role in the state's economy. They directly employ more than 43,000 people, and with warehousing and distribution included, they contribute $34 billion to the state's economy. Of the 3.5 million cows in Wisconsin, approximately 1.4 million of them are beef cattle. The Coast Guard is closing two parts of the Mississippi River in western Wisconsin. The affected areas go from Whitman, Minnesota to Trempealeau and from La Crosse to the Quad Cities. The Coast Guard says the water is too high from recent rains to be safe for people and their boats. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources proposes to issue an authorization for the incidental taking of a rare fish, which may result from the long Lake Dike Repairs Project in Sauk County. The DNR proposes a full drawdown of Bakken's Pond along the lower Wisconsin State Riverway. The drawdown is necessary as site preparation for reconstructing the dike and spillway that creates the impoundment. The current dike is degraded and breached at the spillway, so by repairing the full length of the embankment and improving the spillway of Long Lake Dike, the dike will be more functional and will allow habitat managers to manipulate water levels. Construction on the dike is slated for mid-July through early October. The presence of the state-endangered starhead top minnow is confirmed near the project site. DNR staff determined that the proposed project may result in the incidental taking of some fish. However, it is concluded that the proposed project will minimize the impacts on the species by adhering to the conservation measures, is not likely to jeopardize the continued existence and recovery of the state population of the species or the whole plant animal community of which it is a part and has benefit to the public health, safety, or welfare that justifies the action. Conservation measures to minimize the adverse effect on the endangered species will be incorporated into the proposed incidental take authorization. Copies of the jeopardy assessment and background information on the starhead top minnow are available by visiting the DNR Incidental Take Public Notices webpage or upon request by calling 608-516-3742. Written comments regarding project-related impacts to the starhead top minnow are due by July 12th.
Ellie here at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Keep your house dry from wet paws with our Dirty Dog Chamois and Dirty Dog Doormats. With all this rain to keep things green, now is the perfect time to lay down your grass seeds. We have many seed options to keep your lawn happy, as well as seeding mulch, straw, and fertilizers. Treat your furry friends with our large selection of toys and tasty snacks. Kick pesky mosquitoes to the curb with our Spartan mosquito traps this summer. We appreciate all of our friends down here at Chet's, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 647-8833.
Today is Friday, July 5th. Lisa Everson, 64, of DeSoto, died April 6th at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A celebration of life will be held Sunday at 11 o'clock at Black Hawk Park near DeSoto. The Sealand Funeral Home in Coon Valley is assisting the family of Lisa Everson, 64, of DeSoto. Edwin E. Burton, 65, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly June 13th of a heart attack at his home. A funeral service will be held Thursday at 11 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be in the Richland Center Cemetery, where military graveside rites will be conducted by the local Veterans Military Memorial Honors Unit. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home Thursday from 9 until the time of service at 11. A veteran's final salute will be held at 9. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to a charity of your choice honoring veterans. Edwin E. Burton, 65, of Richland Center.
For today, retirement, and every moment in between, doing what you love is an investment worth keeping. Capital Wealth Advisor Group knows this. We take a personalized approach to understand your life and your wealth, helping you plan for the short term, long term, or whatever your terms may be. Wealth care for you and your family. Capital Wealth Advisory Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Cans, Cars, and Coffee will be held on the first Saturday of each month, June through October, from 8 to 11. The Casual Car Meet will be held on East Main Street in downtown Cazenovia. Any vehicle, any vintage, is welcome. No entry fees, no awards, and free coffee. Car-B-Q in the Park will be held Saturday at Call Park in Bear Valley. A classic car show will begin at 11, followed by the chicken barbecue at noon and music by the Crossfire Band from noon to 4. Registration for a beanbag tournament will begin at 12:30. The Live in Viroqua music series will take over downtown Viroqua, presented in front of the Fortney Hotel on Court Street. On Saturday night, this free series of live music shows every other Saturday until August 31st. The news at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM. And